Hello, operator. Hello. Mr. Bundy?
Yes.
Thank you. President was calling Secretary Vance, but he's out.
He's out. He's not available.
Wait till I see Mr. Bundy. President picked up another line. Will you hold right here with me?
I'll hold.
Thank you. You want anybody in the meantime? Bundy?
Hello, he's doing
out in
the west.
Mr. Bundy?
Yes.
The president?
How are you?
How are you, sir?
Good.
We're feeling pretty good at the moment. We're not quite done, but we're in the ballpark.
Yeah.
We are about to check out through Cy's friends, who are the loyal ones, some new proposals which are well within range. I don't dare give you the names on this open line. But they are, I talked to Mr. Davidson about one of them a little while ago.
He's sitting here now.
Is he right there?
He wanted to call back.
Right.
And say that he had cleared that matter, that legal matter.
Yes, we've already got that result, and it's of great importance. It made an entire difference in the conversation down here.
Well.
And we are giving that as a bargaining matter to Cy as soon as we can get him on the telephone.
Yeah.
And we will then try to get him to push over with them an arrangement which will be the best arrangement we can make in terms of numbers of people we can rely on is the one in which we leave the top place open.
Yeah.
And fill the other three.
Yeah.
Of those three, two will be persons we are sure acceptable to size, friend.
Yeah.
Because they we've heard noises in favor of them from over there.
Mm-hmm.
The third will be the man to whom about whom I spoke to Mr. Davidson a little while ago, who has been with his friend and has been back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he is the most uncertain of the lot, but we think that we agree with Davidson that this is the right way to get an answer. If that works out with size people, and we believe that if he plays his cards right on Mr. Davidson's legal results, that it can be done, and even if they don't accept it, I would then be prepared to say that we ought to lean with all our authority in this direction and try to move. Have you a feeling?
Yep, that'd be my feeling. That would be my feeling.
All right, sir.
Now, wait a minute. Let me see. Between the former governor,
yeah,
and this man,
yeah,
this man said that first said that he was finished. He had nothing more, no more power. That he would perform as agreed,
yeah,
and do the two remaining things,
yeah,
namely the speech and the meeting with this guy from up here. Then the phone rang, and it was Mr. G.
Yeah.
And then J.B. got on the phone, and I'm giving you what the former governor told me.
Yeah.
Then J.B. got on the phone, and he was asked for his position on various items.
Yeah.
And he told them what should be done and what should not be done.
Yeah.
Then they got on to this matter. And he told them on Plan P.
Yeah.
And on Plan P, okay, the government goes in,
yeah,
under 63.
Yeah.
And then there is a P.
Yeah.
As soon as possible and within 30 to 60 days.
I got exactly that back from G 10 minutes ago.
Well, that's wonderful. Isn't that amazing? And then they are okay on the Air Force guy.
That's correct.
Okay on the Navy guy.
Well, they've got a Navy guy of their own. Or rather, a Navy guy that our people put up for the number one job.
Well,
that I think is negotiable.
All right. Now, on the Army post, on the Minister of Armed Forces.
Yeah.
Your idea about Mr. G.
Yeah.
On the Army post, they are against the fellow that they originally suggested, De Leon.
Yes.
And they have a new name to throw in.
Yes, they've thrown it in.
Do you have any check out on him?
No, I wish. Have you got that name up there?
Yeah, his last name.
The initials that you have are JLF.
Yeah, we didn't have the J. What is the J?
One.
Yeah, LF.
He is said to be a graduate of the Canal Zone School.
Mm-hmm.
And to have visited a number of our other places up there. And they say that he is más suave.
That he is what?
Gentle type.
Yeah.
And that everybody should love him.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know yet whether it'll turn out that how many babies he's had for breakfast and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, we're checking that. We've got check working right now.
All right. Well, now they gave me an alternative.
Yeah.
Which was that within the, I've got Harry here who heard it, and I think I heard it right, that they would also take the vacant posts and the two in the other places and the traveling bird that you've seen. No, he thinks not.
Mm-hmm.
Just a moment. No, you have it right, and I have it shaded wrong.
All right. In other words,
I don't know whether we can market this third one, and we have reserved our position on that entirely.
Yeah. All right. Well, now that's the dope on it,
that's correct. And I may say that this fellow is now happens to have an office 2 blocks from here, in which he's staying put. So we're in good constant contact.
All right. Well, now
we have. Go ahead.
All I want you to do is to tell your colleague there, Cy, that he promised me twice on his word of honor that if I could deliver on Plan P, he would deliver the deal. And
well,
tell him that I won't let him up from that.
You've never asked him to deliver one of the inner circle as head of the operating force, and frankly, we have to check that for our own values.
I know. Well, all that's okay.
It's a brilliant achievement, if that's what you want us to say, Mr. Davidson.
No, it isn't. I want Cy to know that I've delivered and I expect him to deliver. And otherwise I'll change his name to Forget Us or something.
Will you all be where we can reach you? Because this may move quite rapidly.
We'll be right here at the WH.
One further question. Do you happen to know at what hour B&B meets?
Yes, approximately. The B here is leaving at 5 p.m., so I should think that they would meet about 10 or 10:30.
All right. Well, now you hold on. If he stays, stay there. Have a nap. We'll be back in touch.
All to the good.
There'll probably be some awful trouble within the next hour or so.
Well, don't let it be.
Okay.
Thank you. That's wonderful. Thanks.